The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
I'm good. You know, like a lot of other people, I'm trying to stay cool in this hot, hot summer. We are a family that keeps the AC lower than we should because I do not like it when it's really hot. So our AC has been cranking lately.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's a lot of people, especially this summer, because over much of the country, it's just been hot. Let me ask you something about these systems. How long do air conditioning and HVAC units actually last?
Well, that's a great question. 12 years on average. And, you know, doesn't it seem like they usually fail when you need them the most, too? You know,
absolutely.
That's like Murphy's Law.
Yeah, but that's when they're on. I mean, that's when you're going to figure that out. It's not like you're running it in January just to see if they're working up to snuff. And not every malfunction means it's the end of the line, right?
Right. Some are just nuisances, you know, that are just going to make you sweat it out, so to speak. And ultimately, they'll be cheap and easy to fix.
All right. What are some warning signs and what are some fixes?
Okay, so one of the warning signs is, obviously, if your air conditioning won't turn on. So a possible cause there is that often the thermostat isn't set correctly, or you have power that isn't reaching the AC unit. So the fix for that is to check to see that the thermostat is set to AC or cool, and that the temperature setting is correct, and that the battery is fresh in your, you know, your AC temperature control unit. And second, you want to check your circuit breaker. It could simply be that your AC has tripped a fuse on you now. So the cost of that is free, which is good. Another warning sign is if, you know, you're turning your air on and you're just not feeling as comfortable as you did last year. You know, it's running and running and you're not feeling as cool as you typically did. That probably has something to do with airflow. So in that case, you want to go look at your filters and you want to make sure that you're changing them. You should do that as part of your regular HVAC maintenance anyway. And depending on the quality of the filter, of the amount of people living in the house, and if there are any pets, which can create dander, you want to change your filter every 30 to 90 days. Now, who remembers to do that, right? So what we did at home is we have a family calendar and we actually marked in red, change the AC filter.
Wow.
Every 30 days.
You're organized.
Well, we had a problem at the start of the season with our AC. It wasn't working right. And the guy came out and he told us, one of your big problems here is airflow and your filter's all clogged up. You guys are forgetting to change it. Another thing to do to keep your AC in good shape, outdoors, make sure there are at least 24 inches of clearance on the sides and 5 feet on top of the unit. And check to make sure that there are no kind of obstructions to the home's cold air returns and registers. Depending on, so back to the, you know, if you get the filter, depending on what you spend, that's going to be about $5 to $20.
What about the warning sign? You know, everything's working, but your utility bills are just abnormally high.
Okay, so if your bills are super high, probably means you've got a system that's operating inefficiently. So if you've already checked the filter, which could be a culprit for that, then the other culprit could be a choked condensing coil. And that's in your outdoor unit. The coil has cooling fins, kind of like a car radiator, and they can accumulate dust and debris. You can get dust and debris on the fins. So if that's your problem, you have to call out a pro, and you need to get a tune-up on your system. And that'll likely cost you $75 to $150. So another weird thing to look out for is weird noises. You know how sometimes your AC unit starts making weird bangs or buzzes or stuff?
Yep.
So the good news here is that that might just be one of those easy fixes. It might be a loose screw. So the bad news is that your problem could be caused by a bad blower motor. That would be on the indoor side, or a bent fan blade, and that would be on the outdoor side. So the simple fix, if it's just, you know, a loose screw, is you find it, you tighten it, you lubricate, the problem's fixed. Or you might require a new fan motor or blade. You're going to end up paying about $75 for an inspection and tune-up to see what's wrong. And gosh, if you need a new motor, you start to get pricey. That's around $750, depending on your unit.
What if the AC shuts off before or long after I'm comfortable?
Okay, so a possible cause there could be an improper placement of the thermostat. It might be in direct sun or too close to a register. It's blowing cold air or near a hot oven. So it's not getting an accurate read of the temperature in the room. Also, if you remodeled recently, you know, you might be spending more time where the thermostat is not. And so, you know, it's reading cool, but where you are is still sort of warm. So in that case, you want to relocate the thermostat. That's the best way to handle that. If you're handy, you can do it yourself. So the labor would be free, and you'll pay up to $150 for a new programmable unit. But if you're not so handy, then you need to hire somebody to install it, and rates are going to vary.
All right, one more. Your AC just won't turn on at all. So what do you do then?
So you might have a burnt-out compressor. And if the compressor fails, the unit will not run. And the only fix for this is a costly replacement of the equipment. So you're looking at maybe $600 to more than $1,000. It might be wise to replace your air conditioner if it's more than 8 years old, because remember, you know, 12 years is about their lifespan.
That sounds about right. Well, let's hope it's one of the simple things. Thank you, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi of HouseLogic.com. And I take it you can find more tips for ACs and keeping cool at HouseLogic.com/radio, right?
You absolutely can, yes.
All right. You can also follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, we'll see you next week.
Okay, stay cool.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.